人家常常说，书中这本自有黄金屋。
We have a very old Chinese saying that in books there are house of gold.
这是中文。
You can read it
本来想请
on your own.
Bob 来念一下，看看他的中文能力到哪里，就没来。
Bob probably will be able to pronounce those words like showing over there, but he's not here today.
当我进到这个电脑里头去查这个黄金屋的时候，
While we went to do a search on about this house of gold,
那我发现呢，大部分的内容都不是跟书有关，
most of relevant information is not relating to books,
是跟什么有关？
but relates to
跟什么有关？你知道？跟房地产有关。
It has a lot to do with their real property or real estate.
所以说明我们现在呢，我们现在只要黄金屋，不要这个书，有没有书没有关系。
That pretty much tells us that we most likely we like to have a house ago, but not so much with the books.
这个谁知道书中自有黄金屋出自哪里？
Do you know that where these words come from?
我知道我们是古书劝学啊。
It's from a very old ancient
劝
book
学
in
或立学
China.
篇呢、对，没错，那是一个叫 宋真宗的人呢、他写的。
The author of that book is Song Zhenzong.
其实那黄金屋只是其中的一段而已。
The house goes only a portion of that book that was talking about.
那当然还有很多内容念下去，恐怕他翻不出来了。
There's quite a few details in that whole book. The translator won't be able to do that.
有兴趣的话，你告诉你跟我讲，你需要的话，告诉你，我印给你。
If you need more details about from that book, then I can tell you that.
那主要这里面的内容都讲些什么？
What is the main focus on this book that focus on study?
讲到你的田产啊，
It talk about fertile field,
高楼啦，
mansion,
将来这个有一个好对象啦，
that you can have a very good spouse.
你出入有这个人跟着你啊。
You have people that can follow you, a good carriage.
总之，他的意思是说，只要我们勤读书的话，
In all, as long as you study hard,
只要我们书读得好，
as long as you study hard and have very good success in studying,
有一天我们有了这个功名，
one day you will have received laurels,
接着这富贵利禄都自然会跟着来。
and that you will have fortunes and wealth.
你要的什么都会有。
Whatever you want, it will come from studying hard.
那我们古代中国人对这个书的评价非常的高。
That in the old ancient time, we praise very highly about people who studying hard.
这个观念也深深的影响我们的后代，一直到今天。
Those type of concept also affect our descendants.
我们不管中国人迁到世界各地哪里啊，
No matter where the Chinese move,
你发现我们都很重视在孩子们的教育、
I
读书
will
的问
always
题。
pay a lot of attention about kids' education.
很像无意识当中，我们还是执着着万般皆下品，唯有读书高。
Unconsciously, we always tell the children the higher education is above all.
那读书不是不好。
There's nothing wrong about getting
话说回
education and
来，
study hard.
我们说书中自有黄金屋。
We know that in books there are houses of gold.
有谁在书中里面看到黄金屋的？有没有？
Has anyone actually find house of gold in a
有没
book?
有？我们这边
Anybody?
博士那么多，没有人在书中看到黄金屋吗？
We have a lot of people have PhD degree. Have you ever found out house of gold in a book?
我给你看一看。
Let me show you an example. There is one.
这书中的黄金屋。
This is a house in a book.
这是一个有一个设计家呢，他所设计的，是实际上这是他自己的家。
This example was actually a model of a designer's house.
但是由这个纽约的一家艺术公这个艺术博物馆呢，他托一家公司把它制作成一本。这个454张的这个书。
A museum in New York actually created this model of house through the book, as you can see over here.
那每一页都是2.2厘米。
There are 450 pages altogether. In each page represents 2.2 centimeter for the real house.
那这是1:85的这个比例。
That was this model was the scale of 85:1.
它的名字就叫做你的房子。
This book, the title of this book is called Your House.
你不要看着你的房子造价不便宜。
This is actually a very, very expensive book for you to have.
这个总共才这是人工装订的。
It was all pretty much binding together with labor, human labor.
那它是用这个激光来雕刻的。
Everything was created with laser.
那这总共才印了220本。
There's only 200 copies available in the world.
除了人家的委托订单之外呢，还有80本。要准备出售的。
There's other than what's ordered, there's another 85 copy that ready to be released.
一本多少钱
？Do you know how much would one copy cost?
3500块而已。
300.
黄金屋。
$1,500.
你花了3500块，这黄金屋就属于你的了。
If you can spend $3,500, then you will have this house of gold.
就是，实际上话说回来，这个读书啊，书的确有它的不可否认，它有它的价值跟好处。
To come back to our main focus, really, there is actually value of you when you're studying hard.
可是呢，书里头我们不可错过的是，有比黄金更好的东西在书里面。
But there's something much better than just house of gold.
是什么样的书？
What kind of book is that?
圣经。
The Bible.
有什么好的？
What is good about the Bible?
永生。
The life of eternity.
这是我们要的吗？
Is this what we desire to
have? 恐怕不是。在约翰福音第5:39，我们今天读的经文里头，那耶稣就对那群群众跟他们讲说：“你们查考这圣经，因为在里面有永生。”
In the scripture we read today, it says, "You diligently study the scripture because you think in them there's." Eternal life.
他说这个话的意思是说，当时有人呢，那就像文士、法利赛人这样，他们非常认真的在查考圣经。
Back then, the scribes and Pharisees they studied the Bible very hard.
他们可能也会背诵很多的圣经。
And they can also recite Bible really well.
他们对圣经的知识知道很多。
They know a lot of knowledge about the Bible.
对摩西的律法也严格的遵守。
They can also follow Moses' law precisely.
可是呢，他们就有一个观念，他们以为这样的追求、这样的爱慕、这样的高举神的话语。
They believe that by doing that, following the words precisely,
他们就可以蒙神的这个悦纳、欣赏。
And that will please the God.
将来呢，就给他们一个永生做奖赏。
And that will have the reward for the eternity.
我知道在别的宗教信仰里，有人以为经这书念得多，念得勤，我们就会有什么样的福报或是功德。
In other religion, there's always a understanding. If you read the so-called other type of scripture, then you will have a reward.
不晓得在基督信仰里面有没有人有这么想的。
I'm wondering, whether we have this type of concept too.
有一个观念是我们必须澄清的。
There's one idea we need to really clarify.
在罗马书3:27-28那边告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 3, 27-28.
那我们人信了主。
After we believe in Christ.
我们被称为义。
That we've been justified by faith.
我们能够得到这个永生。
That we can receive.Life of eternity.
那我们进到神的国。
That we can enter the kingdom of God.
那这都不是因为我们生前有什么样做了什么样的功德，立了什么功。
This is not because of a lot of merit that we able to keep.
他告诉我们，这完全是出于神自己的意。
This is because of the grace of God.
也就是神他自己公义的一个审判。
It's because of the righteous judgment from our God.
他让神让主耶稣基督他的死，他所流的血替人还了一个罪债。
Because the sacrifice of our Lord that paid the ransom for our sin.
因为这样我们可以进到这个永生。
Because of this, we can enter the life of eternity.
然后既然是这样，我们哪里能夸口呢？
If this is the truth, then how can we boast about what we receive?
没有可以夸的。
There's nothing we can boast about.
他告诉我们说，我们这个得永生呢，进到神的国，这不是用立功之法。
When we can enter the life of eternity, it's not because of the merits that we demonstrate.
而是用信主之法。
But it's because we can believe in Christ.
然后我们是因着信，我们得这个永生。
Because of belief, we can receive the eternity.
所以在这当中，我们也看到，带出来一个另外一个观念是，我们到底查经目的在哪里？
So that also let us meditate the idea of why do we study Bible?
读这么多的书，这么多的圣经干什么呢？
Why do we want to study Bible?
其实查经它的目的至少有三个。
There's three main purposes of why we're studying the Bible.
那我们读书读得多，那这个第一个呢，就是要叫人归正。
That we know we become righteous.
这是记载在提摩太后书3章16节。
This was recorded in the 2 Timothy chapter 3:16.
那很多时候我们发现，我们书读得多，我们殷勤的查考圣经或遵行这些话语。 可是你发现我们的心思意念还是不正。
A lot of time we find out that even though we study Bible really hard, that we still cannot claim ourselves to be righteous.
我们人很容易落入这种试探诱惑里面。
A lot of time we'll be trapped into temptations.
那不管我们读再多的时候，我们发现我们言语行为也是不正。
Even though we can study really hard, our deeds and our minds are still not cannot be righteous.
然后我们说话、做、真的做事情，很容易得罪神、得罪人。
And a lot of time, our deeds and our language will not be pleasing to our Lord.
所以圣经里告诉我们，我们这个圣经的目的是让我们能够得以完全，能归正，得以完全。
So the Bible tells us that we can be justified and we can come to the Lord.
让我们能够预备去做神要我们做的事情。
That the Bible can prepare us to do good deeds.
是神所喜悦我们做的事。And
this will be the work that pleasing to our Lord.
这是第一个查经的目的。再来，另外一个圣经的目的，让我们看见，在今天我们读的经文里头，其实这个就是让我们认识到耶稣基督他自己。Also,
the second purpose of studying Bible is to recognize and know the Lord.
认识到这个真理。Know
the truth.
那还有一个就是在约翰一书，这个地方5章13节里头告诉我们的。
And also in John, 1 John 5:13.
然后他告诉我们，我们这些圣经里头，约翰的使徒，他们把这些话语写下来，要告诉我们一件事情，叫我们这些信奉神之名的，儿子之名的人呢，要叫我们知道自己有永生。
That why write these things to you, so you believe in the name of the Son of the God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
那换句话说，我们今天有永生，这不是一种的感觉。
In the other words, it's just not a feeling that you feel that you have eternal life.
然后好多时候我们好像觉得今天做的不错，我们觉得今天有永生；明天做的不好，我们觉得明天又好像没有永生。
A lot of time you find out that you may not do something well that deserves eternal life.
那有永生也不是看这个心情。
The eternal life does not depend on how you feel.
这完全是因着圣经告诉我，因着我们人的信。 那圣经告诉我们，我们有永生。The
Bible tells us that we have life of eternity.
我想最困惑人的重点呢，不是在于说我们信神、信奉神儿子之名的人呢有没有永生这个问题。It's
not really most confusing thing is really not that we whether we know that we have eternity or not.
因为有永生是一个事实。Because
it's a fact that Christians have eternity.
一个比较重要的问题是说，那我们在有永生的情况底下。 我们今生怎么活？
The most pressing issue is if you, since you know you have a life of eternity, but how do you live out a life in this world?
因为既然有永生的话，我们将来还要面对主。
If you have eternity, then you have to face our Lord in the future.
那这是我想我们比较大的一个问题。
This is the most important issue that we need to discuss.
求神帮助我们。
We hope that the Lord will help us.
在圣经里头，我们看到人自己有永生。
That we know that the Bible tells each one of us that we have life of eternity.
也是因为这样子，我们活得积极而有盼望。
And because of this, we live with hope and faith.
接着呢，我们看到，主耶稣他其实他没有否定这个书的好处，没有否定查经的重要性。你不要搞错。
We need to know that Jesus Christ does not negate the necessity of studying the Bible.
相反的, 他是肯定, 他说这圣经是为他来做这见证的。
On the contrary, he said that the Bible testified about him.
这圣经是有关于耶稣基督。
The Bible is about the Jesus Christ.
那在圣经里头呢, 我们看到, 他很多奇妙, 的确是一个很好的一本书。
We know the Bible is a magnificent book.
那你可能可以看到说在书中里头有这个健康之道。
You know that there is in the Bible there's a way to help you to keep healthy.
那书中里面可能你可以找到所谓的理财之计。
You may find out ideas of financial management.
在圣经里面你可以看到说怎么样夫妻亲子怎么相处的秘诀。
You will find out a lot of tips for how to deal with marital relationship and parent and child relationship.
然后再看到这书中里头很有智慧。
That you know that Bible has words of wisdom.
然后很多这个话语很奇妙。
There's a lot of good words.
也很多很美的这个诗句。
And there's also magnificent psalms as recorded in the Bible.
可是我们要知道，这个都不是圣经里头信息的中心。
Now we know that, but all of those are not the real focus of the Bible.
在经文里头，他告诉我们，在今天圣经是要见证耶稣基督自己。
The verses we are the scripture read today is the Bible is used to testify about Jesus Christ.
至少有两件事情我们可以知道。There's
two things that we need to understand.
一个是见证耶稣基督他的生死。The
Bible is to testify the birth and death of Jesus Christ.
那告诉我们，他为什么要道成这位神？为什么要道成肉身？
Why Jesus Christ become one of us?
那他告诉我们，耶稣基督他是怎么样为我们罪来钉死在十字架上。
How does it die for our sins and being nailed on the cross?
这耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这才是我们圣经的中心信息。
The center message of the Bible is Jesus Christ and Himself nailed on the cross.
你可以说这是一个生命之道。
You can say that this is really a purpose of life.
有很多时候我们在书中，在圣经里头找一些生活之道。
A lot of time we want to find a way to live out a life in this world.
可是我们必须要知道，那所有的生活之道，都是一个生命之道的一个延伸。
That we all know about it, the way you live out a life in this world actually it all depends upon your life purpose.
假如我们没有这样一个生命之道。
If we don't have a purpose of life,
没有耶稣基督在我们的生活里,
if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life,
就算是我们生活当中有这个黄金屋,
even though we have a house of gold, maybe,
你发现我们生活也常常会绊倒人,
that we always have become a trembling block for other people.
所以当我们在查经的时候，我们要回到这个信息的中心。
So every time we study the Bible, we need to come back to the message centers of the Bible.
我们必须看到耶稣基督。
We need to understand the center of the message is Jesus Christ and Himself knelt on the cross.
再来，我们看到这圣经是在见证耶稣基督他自己的一个复活。
We also need to understand the Bible is testified His resurrection.
没有错，耶稣，圣经里头告诉我们耶稣他是怎么样死。
We know that the Bible actually testified how He died for us.
那个死其实是罪的代价。
The death is because the ransom of our sin.
然后告诉我们那是一个罪的一个诠释。
Because that is the authority of the death.
然后告诉我们是罪所带来一个结果。
Because of the sin, that's a result of the sins.
这些的罪造成人的一个绝望。
This sins bring desperation.
造成人生活里头的痛苦。
Our pains.
造成人跟神之间的隔离。
And resulting separation between human being and the Lord.
可是这不是人一生所要注视的焦点。
But that is really not the focus of our life.
你不是一天到晚在看说我的罪的问题没有。
And we don't need to pay on the attention only to our sins.
我们知道耶稣基督已为你我的罪死在十字架上。
We all know that Jesus already died for our sins.
另外还有一些人把圣经当作文学哲学的书来看。
A lot of people that study Bible because of is a subject of literature and philosophy.
因为里头的文字觉得很优雅。
Because the words that we're using in the Bible
are 内容很朴实
and the words of Buddha is plain and simple.
啊，甚至有一些话语都很有逻辑性。
And there's a lot of logic being used in Bible.
啊，可是这也不是我们圣经看圣经的一个焦点所在。
But that is not a topic of the study while you're studying the Bible.
圣经让我们看到一件事情是，耶稣基督他是从死里复活。
Bible wants us to know that Jesus resurrected from death.
那这才是一个真正我们要注视的焦点。
This is really what we need to pay attention to.
有人发现到这个天主教跟基督教这个十字架有什么不一样的地方吗？
Yeah, I don't know what you know about the difference between the point of view of cross between Catholic and Protestants.
有没有人发现这十字架不一样的地方在哪？
Do you find out there's a difference in the cross between these two denominations? Anybody?
你看到一个教堂都有一个十字架，那十字架上有不一样的地方在哪？
Every church all have a cross, but is there a difference?
最大不同的地方是你看不到在基督教十字架里头，你看不到耶稣基督挂在上面。
The most important thing you see that in Protestant church, you would not see cross being Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross.
因为耶稣基督已经复活。
Because Jesus Christ has resurrected.
那这是我们今天我们查经我们要注意的重点。
And that is the main focus we need to pay attention to when we study Bible.
今天我们查考圣经的时候，我们是为的是要效法耶稣基督。
The main point of studying Bible is for us to imitate Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他的死，也就是我们的死。
The death of Jesus Christ is also indication of our death.
那我不是叫你回去就死了哈。
I didn't ask you to die.
我们回去是向罪死。
We will proclaim we die to sins.
然后我们看到圣经的时候，我们看到自己有许多的罪。
That we every time we read the Bible reminds us our sins.
可是我们要注意一件事情，是我们不要再犯罪。
But we need to remind us that we no longer will be a slave of sin.
因为耶稣基督已经为你我的罪付上代价。
Because Jesus Christ has paid ransom.
我们不要再说谎，我们不要再嫉妒。
We cannot lie again.
然后我们不要再恼恨。
We shouldn't be angry.
啊，在生活里头，我们在看一些色情书。
We shouldn't read any pornography.
然后我们不再做一件任何事情来得罪这位神。
We shouldn't do anything that's not pleasing to our Lord.
他的死就是我们的死。
His death is our death.
另外，查经的重点是效法耶稣基督，他的活也是我们的活。
We also need to pay attention to that. He's alive again is also our life.
那我们是靠着圣灵在行事。
We need to follow the Holy Spirit to live.
你不再是用血气来做事情。
You're not doing things because your own flesh.
那我们要致死这个肉体的情欲。
We need to put death to our flesh desire.
我们要活在这个圣灵所充满、所管理的这样的一个生活底下。
We need to live with the Holy Spirit in our life.
我们查考圣经，就是要叫人能够得着耶稣基督他复活的生命。
When we study Bible, we need to have the life that the Jesus Christ wants us to live.
那每一个人都是很属肉体血气的。
Every one of us have a flesh desire.
那这个使徒呢，保罗之前。那彼得、约翰、斯提凡等等都是非常肉体血气的。
But we all know that even in Apostle Paul, and Peter's and Stephen, they all have flesh desires.
但当主复活的时候，他们得着了一个复活的生命。
But when Jesus Christ resurrected, they have the life of resurrection too.
那这样一个复活的生命也可以在你我的身上彰显出来。
Can we have this life as well?
弟兄姊妹，我们查考圣经，查考那么久的时候，你会发现复活的生命在你身上。
When you have studied the Bible for so long, have you find out your life also been resurrected too?
我们是不是要抓到一个圣经查考圣经的重点呢
？Have you ever take hold on to the center message of this Bible?
当你查考圣经的时候，你有没有这样一种渴望，我要得着那种耶稣基督复活的生命
？Have you studied the Bible? Have you ever have a desire to?Get the life, like resurrected life, like our Jesus Christ.
还是我们在里头挑着黄金
？Oh, we go into the Bible, just pick up gold or materials.
求神帮助我们。
Well, we ask help from our Lord.
那我们看见这生命是这么样的美好。
We know that light is magnificent.
这是在圣经里头见证耶稣基督，让我们能够得着耶稣基督复活的这个生命。
The Bible show us the proof that we can receive light from Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说给我做见证的就是这个圣经。
The Bible testified about me.
然而,
yet,
后面那句话很重要。
It's very important what's saying afterwards.
他说然而, 你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
为什么人不肯来到他们面前得生命？
Why people don't want to come to Lord for have life?
我们可以理解，一个未信的人对一个未信的人来说，他不肯得生命，这是可以了解的。
We can understand an unbeliever would not have the life.
因为这里面没有黄金。
Because there's really no house of gold.
可是对已信的人来说呢？
But for the believers.
那我们为什么不肯来？
Why wouldn't we come?
为什么不肯得这样一个复活的生命？
Why don't we want to receive this life?
而为什么我们不愿意去查考这样圣经？
Why don't we study the Bible?
我想基本上至少有两个原因。
There's two main reasons.
一个是因为世界观的一个交锋。
It's because of the battle of this worldview.
那我们人跟世界是这么样的近？
We're so close to this world.
我们朝夕相处。
We have this daily dealing with this world.
我们朝思就夜梦。
We know that we have to dream about this world and during the day and during the night.
在基督教外面这些世界观呢，深深的影响、捆绑、控制着我们。
We know that the worldview for this world has a lot of impact in our Christian belief.
当我们信主的时候，我们发现基督很好。
When we believe in Christ, we know that God's great.
可是同时我们也发现世界也很好。
We also find our world is very tempting too.
那我们能活在世界，也不可能离开这世界。
While we live in this world, there's no way we can go away from this world.
那么我们发现这个信仰似乎要把我们跟世界的关系分开来。
It turns out that our belief have an impact that maybe it want to take us away from this world.
我们发现这信仰好像要把我们所爱的这个世界分开来。
The belief that we have seem to want to deprive the world that we love.
你发现有很多事情是因为我们还没有查考圣经以前，我们没有认识清楚的。
Most of the time, we know that a lot of things we don't understand quite clearly before we study the Bible in detail.
当我们信耶稣基督的时候，我们根本没有想那么远，没有想的那么多。
We didn't think very much far away when we believe in Christ.
当我们信了耶稣基督，当我们查考圣经之后，我们才发现。
After we study the Bible in detail.
这是多么残酷啊！
This is pretty cruel.
甚至于是觉得让人觉得很无理、很绝情。
And we find out a lot of things the Bible is asking is not doesn't have a good reason.
然后我们的信仰开始落入一种内心的交战。
And we find out you went after this you went into a battle.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister.
当我们信了主，
after we believe in Christ.
我们需要一个世界观的更新。
We need to have a change of our worldview.
我们需要在这内心的征战当中能够被释放出来。
That we need to be delivered from the battle in our worldview.
是借着话语，神的话语，让我们从这当中走出来。
With the words of our Lord that we can be delivered.
在圣经里头，这告诉我们在圣经约翰17章的14到16节那边告诉我们。
In John 17:14-16.
那个地方告诉我们，我们不是属世界的。
We don't belong to this world.
耶稣说，我们不属世界，正如他不属世界的。
I don't, you don't belong to this world, not as much as I belong to this world either.
不管这世界再怎么美，再怎么好。
Even though the world is magnificent.
那我们有一天都要回到父那里去。
There's one day we'll return to the Lord.
另外，圣经也告诉我们，没有叫我们离开世界。
The Bible didn't tell us to leave the world.
不需要因为你信了耶稣基督，你就离开世界。
You don't have to leave the world after you believe in Christ.
可是圣经告诉我们，我们要脱离那恶者，那个罪恶。
But the Bible tells us we need to stay away from the evil.
这是一个世界观的更新。
This is the revival of This is a brand new world view.
那世界过去我们所做一些不好的事情，我们现在不再做。
A lot of things we now think it's wrong that we shouldn't do it again.
那这就是脱离那恶者的意思。
This is the meaning of staying away from the evil ones.
另外，在约翰福音第一约翰福音一书，约翰一书二章十五到十七节那里告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17.
他说你们不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
因为人若爱世界，
If anyone loves the world,
爱父的心就不在他里面。
The love of the Father is not in him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们经常是在这世界里头在交锋。
We often in a battle in this world, spiritually.
可是世界跟基督，我们只能够二选一。
But we can only choose one of them, either the Lord or the world.
信主的人，我们不肯到主这里来得生命。
Believers who doesn't want to come to Lord for the life.
其实就是因为世界观我们还没有被更新，还没有改变。
It's because we have not have a new world view.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
我们需要圣灵帮助我们。
We need help from the Holy Spirit.
另外，我们不肯来到主面前得生命，是因为价值观的一个选择。
It's the other reason we don't want to come to Lord for the life is because our value system.
这价值观跟世界观其实是一体两面的双胞胎。
It actually the world view and your value system is a two facet of an object.
这价值观是人生活的一个取向。
The value system is how you make choices in your life.
或者我们人生的一个目标。
Or you could call it your purpose of life.
人若爱世界的话，我们自然会把人生的价值放在今生。
If you love this world, then you pay a lot of attention to this contemporary world.
那我们会把时间、金钱、体力全部都投资在这个今世。
Then you devote all your time and all resources to the contemporary world.
我们大家很熟悉一段经文，是在马可福音的第十章十七到二十二节那边。
We all know about this famous verse story from Mark 10:17-22.
那是一个年轻有为的少年官。
This is a very rich young man.
那他跑来跟耶稣问他说：“我当做什么事情才能够承受永生
？”He came to ask Jesus and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
耶稣问他说：“这个十诫，这个做了没？那个做了没？”
And Jesus asking whether he followed all the Ten Commandments precisely.
告诉耶稣说这些都做，换句话，他立功之法全部都做了。
And he answered that, "Teacher, yes, I have done this since I was a boy."
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣他爱他，就看着他。
And the Bible says, Jesus looked at him and loved him.
他对他说
，and said to him,
你还缺少一件
，one thing you lack.
弟兄姊妹。我们还缺少一件。
Brother and sister, we have one thing we lack.
耶稣说：“去变卖你所有，分给穷人。”
Jesus said, "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor."
我想这是对我们来说一个很大的一个挣扎。
This is a struggle for all of us.
我不是说当我们今天回去之后，我们开始拍卖我们家里的东西，不是。
I ask you to sell everything you have to the poor.
然后的意思是说，让我们的今世的价值能够有一个永恒性。
That is actually want us to know that our value system should have a value of eternity.
让那些有价值的东西能够保存到永远。
That actually the true value will maintain to the eternity.
放在我们的手上不会成为永远。
If there's anything that we can take hold to that won't last forever.
他说你还要来跟从我。
And then you need to come. After that, you will come and follow me.
我们都知道这少年官，他听完这话，他脸就变了色。
And we all know that this young rich man, his face fell.
他原本是很高兴的。
He was very happy to begin with.
他照着立功之法，他什么都做了。
He was able to follow all the Ten Commandments precisely.
差不多没什么问题。问耶稣，耶稣只是说，我只是要确定一下，应该是没什么问题。
I just want to have an assurance from Jesus Christ, but I know that I will do it.
可是没想到，耶稣跟他说：“你就缺少了一件。”
And Jesus told him that you lack one thing.
他一听了之后，
And after he listened to that,
在圣经英文那不同版本的英文里面，他的翻译是有时说惊吓。
A lot of different translation that he was surprised.
悲伤。
He was sad.
甚至落入在一种沮丧、忧郁里面。
He was depressed.
最后，他离开了。And
then he left.
弟兄姊妹，在价值观的选择上，他选择了今世的财富。Brother
and sister, his choice, the choice of this young rich man, he chose the world.
他放弃了一个永生的应许。He
gave up a promise for an eternal life.
你呢？
What about you?
你怎么做选择呢？
What kind of choice would you make?
也许在现实底下，我们有许多的软弱。
Now we know that we all have struggles and weakness in the reality.
我们会有很多的矛盾挣扎。
We have a lot of conflicts, our battle and struggles.
我们会有这个担忧，会有害怕。
We have anxiety, fear.
我们会想知道这一本书，这本圣经到底有多少实用价值。
And we all want to find out what is the true value in the Bible. We study so hard.
那我知道我读书读多了之后，我会有黄金屋。
And we know that when we study books based on ancient saying, I will have a house of gold.
可是我读圣经读多了之后，会有什么东西呢？
But what would I gain if I study the Bible hard? What about the eternal life?
能当饭吃吗？
Can actually the eternal life help me to live out live a world?
圣经读多了之后，能够在里面找到工作吗？
Can I find a job if I study the Bible hard?
能够解决我们生活里头种种的问题吗？
Can it resolve a lot of issues that I have in my life?
话说回来，
that's come back to one main point.
我们假如读了所有的书，
if we able to read all the books,
它又能够解决我们生活里所有的问题吗？
Can that resolve all the issues we have in our life?
中国青年报，
there's a daily magazine called China Youth.
那这个中国青年报呢，它在06年的时候呢，它开辟了一个专栏，叫做“我们的出路在哪里”。
There's a special column in this magazine called "Where is our future?"
有人知道，有没有看这个报？
Has anybody read this special column in the China News? I believe probably in Chinese.
那他这个栏目呢，特别是要关注在博士生他们生存状况的一个报道。
The focus on that is on the future of the PhD graduates.
那这开始有这个栏目之后呢，反应非常的好。
There was a lot of response for that special column.
那他在07年的时候有一篇文章，他写说培养成放羊啊。In
2007,
然后培养成一个放羊的话呢，他说读博再难换取黄金屋，你明白我意思吗？读了这博士，那这个博士生呢，很难再能够拿到这黄金屋。
It says after you finish your PhD degree, you won't be able to get a house of gold.
那他主要是说，现在因为读博士人太多。
It's because there's so many candidates, many people that they're able to finish PhD degree.
然后说，导师呢，一个导师呢，太多羊了，顾不来。
One of the advisors, they have so many PhD students.
那一年可能只有一两次见面的机会。
There's probably one or two times that the advisor, the graduate advisor, able to see the PhD candidate.
还不能说好好安静下来坐下来跟谈一谈，跟导师谈一谈。
And the advisor would not spend a lot of time to discuss issues with the graduate students.
就吃顿饭呢，大家吃饭当中稍微谈一下这样子。
Maybe they'll talk about it during the meal.
所以因为这样子，他说在这样下去的这种放羊的情况下呢，你读博了，读书读博士呢。 不见得你就能够拿到这个黄金屋。
Because the reason that so many people want to go for the PhD study and the advisor doesn't spend much time on it, so most of the graduate students they won't be able to find a house to go in the future.
然后读博好像就像赌博一样。It's
like when you go into this career or having a PhD is like a gambling.
那有一个那这个华东师范大学的教授他这么说。
It was one of the professor in Huadong University. It says,
很多人能抱这个读这个博士呢，抱有不切实际的一个想法。
A lot of people that go on a PhD study that doesn't have a realistic hope.
然后实际上呢，读博士生作为研究型的人才呢，他除了专业，个别专业之外，大部分回报都不高。
Most of the PhD graduate doesn't have a very good reward after they graduate.
好，如果希望有好的回报，
If you want to have a good reward,
你就不需要来读博士。
and that's really not necessary if you go on a PhD
哎，我不是打击你
study.
的信心啊，你们读博士继续念下去啊。
If you are actually on a PhD study, I'm not trying to have you to lose hope on it.
那我只是把这个人他抱持的一个我们现代的形态反映给你听
I just want to let you know what's being discussed in the special column.
啊。教授说呢，博士生是傻瓜读的。
The PhD graduate is for people who wants to study.
因为只有傻子才有这种傻劲。
Because they're simple-minded, so they want to go on this PhD study.
然后你会才把一样东西呢，这当做是一个安身立命的所在。
So because of simple-minded, you find out that got to be a way of the PhD career is a way of life.
如果呢，读博士是希望书中有黄金屋跟颜如玉。
If your purpose of graduate study is to gain the house girl and a girl of your dream,
通常呢，你会失望的。
most of the time you end up losing hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们的出路到底在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what is our future?
真的不可否认的，我们只读圣经以外的书。
If we only study books other than Bibles,
你发现我往往会把人带进去种种的私欲的捆绑。
And you know that a lot of time we're leading to depression.
到最后不单单是失了这个黄金屋，还赔了这个命。
Not only will lose the house of gold,
也毕竟书没有办法给我们一个方向。
The books, other books will not give us a direction of life.
求神帮助我们。
We pray the Lord will help us.
我们在应该读的书之外，还读圣经。
Besides the book you want to study, definitely we need to study the Bible.
这样我们才有可能走向一个自由的未来。
Then we can walk onto this future of freedom.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣告诉我们，你们必晓得真理。
The Bible tells us that you need to know the truth.
真理必要叫你们得以自由。
You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
好不好？从现在开始把圣经拿出来读。
How about we starting from now? We study the Bible hard.
让我们的生命也能够复活。
That our life can be revived.
让我们的生活也能够自由。
And our life can be free. Can gain freedom.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.